Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code on the account?
28655.
28655.
I don't know if that's the right one. I don't know, but can I just give you my order number?
Okay, let me see one moment.
I don't know my zip code. I'm just moved here. And I'm on the phone with you, and I can't put my phone down to look.
Okay, let's see. And what's that zip code again for me, sir?
I don't think it's the right one, but I'll give it to you anyways. 28655.
May I please have the first and last name?
David Cunningham.
David Cunningham.
Mm-hmm.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
It's 3139 Village Drive, Morganton, North Carolina.
Okay, thank you. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Thank you for the information. I have located an account for the Cryo Freeze. How can I assist you today?
Okay, well, I ordered that well over almost a month ago, and I still haven't got it. When I did the tracking on the website, it says it's still at Butner, North Carolina.
Okay, stay on the line for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just hang in there for me.
Certainly.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to go ahead and do is reship. I'm going to have to reship it out for you, sir, and I'm sorry that you experienced that. Just hang in there for me. I'm going to try to get it reshipped out, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. Okay, one moment. And I'm still online, sir. I'm just trying to get my supervisor attention about your products, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm I don't know what's taking everybody so long. So where are you located?
In Morganton, North Carolina.
Okay. How is that virus up there?
How's it there?
Yeah, like, is it bad?
No, no. If you're talking about weather, it's pretty good.
Man, and down here.
Where are you
down,
at?
I'm in Georgia.
Oh.
It's crazy.
I'm sorry.
People not, they not. Honestly, like I told my mom, they're not caring. They walk around here, no face mask, going into these stores. They're not taking it serious.
No. I think that's everywhere. I really do.
And the reason, because I had a family member that died from it. And also, my brother and sister, they have it right now, but they're in Alabama. My brother and sister, they have it. So, but it's okay. I know my sister boyfriend, he had diabetes, and he couldn't breathe last night. So, they had to ship him to the hospital, and I know I called my sister this morning, and she told me, because, you know, due to this COVID stuff, like, nobody can come in, but the doctor said they got him stable, but he have diabetes, so it's, like, it's crazy.
Well, that's one of the worst things to have if you're trying to avoid the COVID, so I understand, is diabetes, overweight,
mm-hmm.
you know, being older and whatnot, so, you know, yep. I mean, it's... It's something to take very serious if they're feeling ill. You know, your brother's, I pray for him.
Yeah.
That, you know, that he makes sister. That's not COVID. It's just something else, you know.
I just, like, because my sister, she's a police officer. But since she's been pregnant, they let her work into the jail. So she's not out on the streets. And she called him, but thank God my sister, she's fine. Her baby's fine. Now her husband.
Good.
And my brother, he's the supervisor at Walmart. He called it. I don't know, did he catch it from Walmart or he caught it from my sister? I don't know. I haven't seen them in a while, so I was like, well, I'll see you all in like a month or two.
Uh-huh. Yes, anyway. Yeah, do your quarantine, you know.
I miss going home, but I haven't been home in quite a while.
We're
I'm
all
fine.
Going through this terrible, terrible thing here. I mean, it's, you know, we all like to see it in, you know. It's, we had to wear a face mask and, you know, can't go eat where you want to go eat anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know. So I'm in North Carolina, so we're still on phase two, you know, this restriction, and we don't even know when phase three will ever come around, if it does.
I was hearing they was talking about another strain of the COVID supposed to be coming out this winter.
Oh, Lord. I hope not.
Yeah, and I was like, wow. It's
going to be really hard to tell if it's the COVID or the flu.
Flu, yep.
You know? Apparently, the flu is worse than the COVID, though, but I don't know. I just hope we can get through this mess and make Christmas a good one.
Yes. I told my mom, I said, it's my mom liked to take pictures. And I told mom, this is something that you should take pictures of people, because my mom was telling me down in Alabama, she said, they've been wearing shields, all type of stuff. I said, Mom, you should take pictures. You should take pictures so there'll be something that my kids can all look back and laugh at.
Oh my God. Can you imagine how this is going to be 15, 20 years from now when we all look back and go, do you remember that? Oh my God. We have to live through that mess. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what this is going to shake out. How the future is going to look for us all. Are we going to have kids born with with no face? Everybody's wearing face masks. You don't need a face anymore. You don't need it from your nose down. No one's looking at you anymore. It's terrible. Oh, Lord. Well, like I said, I hope you do well down there. Georgia's, I know, is not doing as well as we are, I guess. Thank God we don't live in California.
Oh, it's bad down there?
California, New York. Yeah, they're all going through some really rough times.
Wow. Is Alabama in that?
Oh, yeah. I believe pretty much the whole country.
Wow. Well, I went ahead and reship your product out. It can take up to 7 to 10 business days, okay?
Did you do that for me?
Mm-hmm. I went ahead and did it for you.
Okay.
Okay.
So, is there going to be another tracking number or no?
They will email you. I'll put down your email.
Okay.
Okay.
You need my email?
No, I went ahead. I got it.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Hey, what's your name?
Brianna,
I'm David, and it's been really nice talking to you, and I hope everything goes well for you and your family.
I will, and same to you, sir, and thank you for calling customer service.
You're welcome, dear. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.